This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're discussing the highly anticipated anime called Solo Leveling. This is episode 1, titled, I'm Used to It. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always are my co-hosts and kin. We got the baby brother Brennan, the oldest brother Colton, and for the first time in a long time, we are all recording together at Land of the Setting Sun Studios. Feels good. It's not much different. We're used to recording remote now, but whenever we record together, it's definitely easier. We don't have to all get on the phone and like match up the audio. It's definitely a different experience.
I guess you don't. I mean, we don't do that. We just send you the voice track of us and you gotta put it together.
The only thing about when we record remote, we're not that bad at it now, but at first it was hard for us to not interrupt each other all the time.
Shit, we still do, but that's just par for the course.
Yeah,
it's part of it. It's bound to happen some.
Because you don't know when somebody's about to say something over the phone. We're not Skyped in. We're just on a phone call, basically. But it works. One thing that is easier about when we record remote is it's easier to control the audio quality. But like if Colton mumbles something under his breath, I can just cut that shit out. But if when we're all in the same room, my mic's going to pick it up and I can't cut my mic out if I was talking. So that's one pro. But what's going on with you guys today? I know Colton's got some anime news later. JJK, it's our first week without it. Sad, but all good things must come to an end. Colton, we'll start with you. What's going on?
Oh, not much. The only thing I've started really is Solo Leveling and Classroom of the Elite. There's a few others out. But, yeah, I mean, just a new season of anime.
Yeah, and speaking of new anime, I was telling you guys right before we started recording, but our listeners deserve to know. Got a friend who really doesn't watch anime who texted me today, and he's starting Naruto, aka the best anime ever. So just know there's somebody out there experiencing Naruto for the first time.
There's always somebody out there experiencing it for the first time. Just
truly experiencing happiness that will never come again. But I'm also a little bit worried about the first episode of Naruto. I remember being like, what the fuck?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it's like, you know, he's playing the prank on Kakashi with the freaking erasers falling
off his
head.
That's not the first episode. That's like the third.
What's the first episode?
The first is where he literally unlocks the multi-shadow clone, the first episode.
I know, but before they do that, they have to meet their...
He didn't graduate. He failed the exam and he got tricked. Yeah. Right. And the next episode is like the one with Konohamaru, and then the one after that is where they meet Kakashi.
You're right.
It's Sasuke and Sakura, Friend or Foes is the name of the episode. And that's the one where they sit on the steps, and you get all those iconic lines.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you can still rattle off those off the top of your head, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty damn close, if not.
Well, what's going on with you? You been watching any anime?
No, I've only watched Solo Leveling.
Oh, yeah, because you don't watch
JJK before, but...
You still caught up with One Piece?
No, I've stopped watching One Piece. I haven't watched One Piece in about a month. I think just the live action put me back on a kick, and I watched a lot, but I mean, I'm further than most people, like I said. Many times I'm in the thousands of episodes, so I'm up there.
Saw a dude at Brahms yesterday rocking a Straw Hats hoodie. Had a mullet too, so you know he was classy.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good anime apparel because you don't really know what it is. Like,
it's pretty
anybody,
cool.
Anybody can wear a fucking Jolly Roger with a fucking straw hat on it, you know.
That's what it was.
You know, Skull and Bones isn't necessarily anime related.
Yeah, if you didn't know
if it's not
what the anime was, you would never think it's an anime.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I like too. Like,
yeah,
nothing against like Goku, but
That's why the Akatsuki
people know
symbols.
Who Goku and Naruto is. So if you have them on your shirt, inherently people are like, "Oh, anime." But I like the more subtle stuff where people are like, "Shirt's kind of cool," and I'm like, "Tricked you, bitch! This is anime."
Gotcha, bitch. That's why I like the Akatsuki cloud, because it's like just a cool design independently.
Yeah.
But all right, Colton, let's get into some anime news. Let's not drag out too much time on this episode.
All right. So, according to Weekly Shonen, Sunday editor Frieren, the show will overtake the Demon Slayer series. It's a rumor, but y'all know I watched Frieren Beyond Journey's End. It's pretty good anime. I guess it's first course finished. Second course will be starting up sometime later this year. But really good. I recommend it to anyone.
What do you mean it'll overtake it? Like it's just going to be popularity?
Yeah, and the manga I heard is really good, but that's what this one
guy says.
It's
just hard for like, if your main character is a bird, it's just hard to be like the best anime.
She ain't a bird.
That's Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah. Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah.
It's just hard for a parrot to be the...
She's an elf.
Oh yeah, elf's got potential then.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the bird
damn green birds.
The bird thing does bother me a little bit about Shangri-La Frontier.
So as y'all know, One Piece, Egghead, Blue Exorcist Season 3, and Mashley, they're all airing now on Crunchyroll and Netflix.
Oh yeah, Mashley is also what came out January 6th. Yeah. We were trying to figure out there's something else that started.
I haven't watched the new episode, so I may watch that tonight when I get back. But One Piece is also out on Netflix, starting with the Egghead's arc.
It's the newly animated shit, too?
The new animated one.
Fuck.
So it's out on Crunchyroll.
You guys
Netflix
need to watch
right
that
now.
Shit.
Isn't Egghead the villain from Sonic?
I don't even remember who the fuck Egghead is, to be honest.
No, but
he's probably, is he a villain?
I don't know. I literally...
Does Egghead start right after the Netflix?
I don't remember a dude named Egghead from East Blue. I'm not going to lie.
But
from any One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Eggman...
I remember a guy named Egghead.
Yeah. And I may give it a watch since it's starting something new on Netflix and it's One Piece.
I'll just check out, see what that opening is.
Yeah.
See if they run back to classic.
Fairy Tale 100 Years Quest will get anime premiere in summer 2024. So I used to watch Fairy Tale and read the manga, loved it back then. So here are some of the best animes airing this January, winter 2024. February 16th, we got Haikyuu the movie. We were talking about that earlier on our drive. January something monsters, but it's from the creators of One Piece.
And so next month, Haikyuu the movie comes out. What date?
February 16th.
On to Crunchyroll or theaters?
I don't know yet. I'm hoping Crunchyroll will be easier, but theaters, we'll go see.
I still don't feel like, I obviously love it, but I just don't know if it's one that would do well in theaters, so is it like really worth it?
Yeah.
If it does, I'm going on the side of the street being like, I'm promoting the shit out of this thing. going outside like at stop signs with posters, be like, go see Haikyuu in the theaters.
Yeah. February 23rd, we got Great Pretender the movie. It's a show on
Netflix.
I did watch the first two seasons, so they're coming out with a movie. January 7th, which is a couple days ago or yesterday, Dangers in My Heart season 2, or Dangers in My Heart 2. My Instant Death Ability, which came out on January 5th, High Car 2, which came on January 8th, Blue Exorcist Season 3, which came out a couple days ago on the 7th. Mashley Season 2. Of course, Solo Leveling, which we'll be talking about tonight. And January 3rd, Clash of the Elite Season 3. Yeah, I gotta find where I left off here. Oh, best anime openings of 2023. I think there was a small vote for some. We're not going to get into this list since we're going to do our own, so I'm not going to say somebody else's list.
Which will likely be next week, everybody. So yeah.
The real list.
Yeah.
The real list, yeah.
And everybody that's in our Discord, go in the general. We started a little comment section. Let us know what your favorite anime opening or ending was of 2023. And if you're in the Discord, guess what? We'll play that shit on our episode. So bam, there's your reason to get in the Discord. We will only play, if we have an influx of 100 people join the Discord, just know we're only going to play the first 10, okay?
One per person.
But that'll be fun to see what everybody else's favorite songs were, and I'm thinking most of them are going to be already on one of our lists, but I know we've got some people on the Discord that watch shows we don't watch, so I'm curious to see what kinds of things people come up with. But expect that episode next week, and if not next week, the week after that. We will release that episode this month in January, so expect it.
All right, so Jujutsu Kaisen, it made nearly 5 billion yen last year for the anime. Well, maybe it's everything in total for Jujutsu Kaisen.
What is that, like $500,000? $500,000 US dollars?
Which is $34,807,000 in US, which is pretty good.
It's pretty damn good. Pretty good haul.
Most of that's from Funko Pops, though.
Did you see they built like a half-burnt one of Nanami?
Yeah, I saw that. I'd buy that one.
Yeah, I would too, because that'd be a rare one to find, I bet. Mashley Season 2 is out, like we said. Solo Leveling, it crashes Crunchyroll. First episode of Solo Leveling, it crashed Crunchyroll.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You can basically crash Crunchyroll anytime you want. You just got to build the hype train. Oh, people are like, let's crash this thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. The people at Sony and Crunchyroll are like, hell yeah, boys. We did it again.
Yeah.
We did it again. We crashed it.
Crunchyroll reported that their servers were having a hard time, and they believed it was due to Solo Leveling. A lot of people were making posts. This is how you crash a site to the One Piece fans, because they said that One Piece didn't, and back when the sixth gear or whatever gear it was released.
Well, the thing about the One Piece fandom is it's been going for so long that the people that read the manga aren't necessarily waiting for the animation.
Yeah, they are.
That you think so?
If you read the manga, yeah, you're for sure going to want, even if you don't keep up with the anime, you're probably going to want to see how sixth gear comes to life.
How the hell did it not crash then?
Just not as many people watch One Piece week to week. And there's not as much hype because it's been going on for 20 years.
True.
People like the new shit. They're like, this is new, and people say it's good.
People want to see a guy in a bird mask.
Shit. Shangri-La Frontier, I wish they would have got to the good stuff, though. They stopped at a weird spot.
Oh, is it over? That was
well, there may be a second core, but...
He's not an actual bird. He just wears a bird mask.
He's wearing a bird mask, yeah.
Thought he had a bird. I thought he was like a Captain Falco species.
No, he's just...
or Falco.
He does look
it's
like
just the bird mask you get when you start the game, and then he never... He wears it because he doesn't want people to see who he is.
Yeah. But Solo Leveling, it also had the biggest premiere in history of Crunchyroll, so it had the biggest, most watched episode ever.
Damn. So,
that's just social media, though, now. You know what I mean? Like, 4 years
it
ago.
It has been hyped.
But, like, 4 years ago, even, like, that's not that long ago, but I probably would have never fucking heard of the shit till after it had a couple episodes out.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about Solo Leveling for 2 years.
Yeah, for a fucking long time.
Right. It's weird how it's finally here on anime form. But
pretty much exactly what I thought it was going to be. Fucking sucks.
I knew. I mean, you kind of knew what Solo Leveling. If you're any kind of gamer, you know what like a guy who goes solo and he's leveling.
I mean, it is
like,
exactly what I thought it was going to be, but in the same vein, it's the opposite of what I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was more of a deep dive, but I like the fact that it's different than that. It's actually like real life to them. But,
yeah.
This is IGN's premiere review of Solo Leveling. They gave it an 8 out of 10. Through a combination of dynamic action, a unique visual style, and an intriguing world inspired by fantasy and video games, the premiere of Solo Leveling promises a great anime worthy of its blockbuster source material.
Yeah, the unique visual style, I'm glad they pointed that out, because these characters don't look like your everyday anime character, especially the female characters. I don't know. That's just what I even told Darby when we were watching. I was like, I've never seen an anime girl drawn like that. She looks good, but I don't know. They kind of all have a look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't notice, honestly.
Just look at her again. They're just like, even the head shape and their eye shape. And
you're talking about G.
I'm talking about the heel. I'm talking about the healer.
Juhi.
The B grade healer.
Yeah. Which is, you know, two from the top.
Yeah.
The only lower is A and S.
But it does have a good. Or a different art style, I'll say. Even though he still has the fucking sharp-ass jaw that comes to a fucking point.
At the
a lot of anime.
Yeah. Dang, I'm shocked that...
Wow. He's doing pretty well so far, so... And finally, here's the last bit. The Boy and the Heron just won Best Animated Motion Picture at the Golden Globe Awards.
By the way, when we talk shit about the the music or the soundtrack to The Boy and the Heron, I already take that back. When you go and listen to the soundtrack, you're
it
like,
was
oh,
good.
Yeah.
I just said, yeah. Initially, it felt good. A little underwhelming for some Joe Hisaishi.
When you go back and listen to the soundtrack, there are ones that you're like, oh, yeah, this shit's going to be.
I've only seen it once. Like all the other movies, I've seen many a times.
Yeah. I think when we rewatch it, we're going to realize how good the music in
it is. Once it gets on the YouTube playlist, like the Ghibli study music, then I'll start to know them because it's not in rotation right now.
Yeah, very true.
So Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli have made history. The Boy and the Heron is the first Japanese animated film ever to win Best Motion Picture Animated. So congrats to Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli. And that's all the news I have.
Nice. All right, so let's talk about this. So this is not a deep dive. This is a discussion on Solo Leveling. For everybody that doesn't know, Solo Leveling was not a manga. Like much of the anime that we watch, it was a manhwa, which just basically means it was like a manga, but it was produced and written in Korea.
Most likely South Korea.
Definitely in South Korea.
And just, if you guys want these episodes, we have put a poll out in the Discord. Go vote for it if you guys want deep dives or just
if you want weekly coverage on Solo Leveling, we're willing to do it. We just don't know if this show is going to be what it's hyped up to be, and there's some other shit coming out, and we don't want to find ourselves doing weekly coverage on another.
And it's just a big commitment. You commit to it weekly, you know. Yeah. You can't do general. There's no general episodes, really. Right.
Do you guys want us to go back to general, or do you want us to keep doing these deep dives? So let us know. So
yeah, let us know. Your input matters. Either way, we'll end up talking about it in some capacity on every episode. But my first question for you guys is, now that manhwas are getting anime adaptations, when are some American comics going to get an anime adaptation made from a Japanese studio? Will that ever happen?
Yeah, they are. It's a...
Who? What?
The Harley Quinn one with the Suicide Squad.
There's yeah, but that's already existing.
Is it getting made? Is it getting made from a Japanese studio?
Yeah.
What studio?
I don't know, but I put it in the news.
I mean,
a while
I think
back.
That we should just... I don't even think it necessarily has to be a comic book. Like, why doesn't somebody just write a story?
Yeah.
That can be animated
in an anime adaptation.
Like, tell, why can't they start showing cartoons like anime, basically?
I agree.
Like, whether that be fucking like Nickelodeon.
Imagine if Cartoon Network. Like, imagine how funny Family Guy is, but imagine if it was voice acted with still Seth MacFarlane, but animated in the anime style.
Well, it's not really, it doesn't really need that.
But it would be so much funnier.
I guess. I mean, King of the Hill is big in Japan. It's huge.
Why?
It's just like people...
Japan, we have so much better than
there's
King of the Hill.
There's people right now talking... How we're talking about anime. There's podcasts in Japan and people talking about King of the Hill.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
All I remember from King of the Hill is the episode where Bobby gets gout and he can't stop eating meat. He keeps getting his gout and his foot worse. But yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, okay, this man, while getting an anime adaptation, it opens some doors.
I mean, I think if any story just gets good, I mean, it's no different than writing Harry Potter and then someone's like, I'm going to make this into a movie. Mm-hmm. So I guess anytime you write a book or a comic that's just like that good, that's making so much money in its own genre, there's going to be somebody be like, I can make money off this too.
You're right. So knowing that this was a manhwa, my first thing was, I'm wondering if these names are going to be Korean.
I thought, Colton, you had said that they were adapting it to Japan, like they're going to give them all Japanese names.
I think Sung Jin Woo is the...
That's a Korean name.
That's what they changed it to, but it was supposed to be something else.
They're all Korean names.
They are, but they didn't... That's not his original name in the manga, or the manhwa.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Sung Jin Woo is one of the most Korean names I've ever heard.
I gotta Google it now.
Yeah, I mean,
like Sung Woo was the villain in Squid Game.
You know, they had some Parks in there too, the most common name in
Korea.
They
literally had not only a Park, but they had a Kim.
Yeah,
they had a guy named Kim.
Two most common names in Korea.
Yes, here's all of the names from the episode. We have Sung Jin Woo, who's the main, Byung Gu, the healer at the beginning, Yoon Hu, the strong guy, Yeon Seok, the lightning swordsman, Guildmaster Choi, Park, which was the Afro mullet Park. Guy.
That's basically the Johnson of Korea. Yeah,
it is. It basically is. Like, I'm pretty sure that Park, like the BTS, the K-pop band, I think four of them.
Just one. There's Jimin. It's Park Jimin.
He's the only one.
There's two,
Park.
I think.
I think that there's three.
No, there's only two. I know. I think it's just Jimin.
Either way, it's a fucking popular name. Kim, Joohee.
They have a Kim, too, in BTS.
Yep.
Yeah, because I found it in some news that related to Sungjin Woo was supposed to be named Mizu Shinu Shun.
So, yeah, that sounds Japanese.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't because they did say.
I'm glad they didn't. It's just kind of cool. Really makes
I agree.
It,
yeah, I like the name change. That's obviously we were talking about.
Well, and
that
the name, like, you can't change the main. Like, imagine if Naruto, his name wasn't Naruto. You can't just go changing the main character's name.
Change it to Nick for America.
Yeah,
Nick Uzumaki.
Yeah,
Nicholas.
Nicholas Uzumaki.
Nicholas. Spencer! Nicholas and Spencer!
God, that would be awful. Absolutely awful. Well, let's go ahead and get into this. So here's the episode synopsis. Around 10 years ago, gates that connected our world to another dimension began to appear, leading to the rise of hunters who would traverse these gates to fight the magic beasts within. Sung Jin-woo, E-rank hunter, is the weakest of them all. Sung Jin-woo. But they just call him Sung.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too long. You gotta call him Sung Jin or Woo.
I wanna call him Jin-woo.
Sung.
Yeah, Jin-woo short enough.
So Jin-woo is I did notice that they still use honorifics. And I'm wondering if that's because it's Japanese voice acted or if it's they use honorifics in Korea.
I know Korea is also a culture where you really respect your elders, so... They may use honorifics.
Okay.
But they also put their family names comes first as well.
So his last name is Sung, and Jin-woo is his first name.
Yes.
Gotcha. Jin-woo is a tight name.
Yeah, it is. Jin-woo. I mean, I don't know. It may be common over there, but yeah, it does. Cool. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Sounds pretty damn cool to me. Yeah. Like, shit, if I could name a child Jin-woo without getting, like, hate for it, I do it. This is my son Jin-woo. Jin-woo Evans. So this episode starts off, it's 3 years ago. We learn right out of the gate there's a whole army waiting in the wings, but their weapons have no effect on magical beasts. So basically a nuclear bomb has no effect on anybody other than the humans. Doesn't affect it at all, anything coming out of these gates, which is interesting. Very interesting. It's kind of like curse.
Yeah, because then spirits. It's like we would just obliterate we'd just send freaking nukes into all the dimensions and it'd be over.
So let's talk generally. What did you guys think of the episode? Start with you, Brennan.
It was good. I didn't think it was, I was a little bit thrown off. They didn't do anything too crazy the first episode, but I think they set up an interesting premise and which Jujutsu Kaisen spoiled me because they didn't leave us on too many cliffhangers. But they left you on the ultimate cliffhanger where you're like, well, shit. But yeah. For me, this episode was just very... And it's okay to borrow from shit, but it was very reminiscent of just the fucking...
Shield Hero.
No, of Sword Art Online where he, like, pulls out the dual wield for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, they go into the dungeon. Or also the episode... I don't want to spoil too much of Sword Art. Actually, I will because shit. It's been out for, like, since 2014.
Yeah,
but also when his first crew gets fucking murdered, obliterated in a dungeon because they're all just like, hey, let's keep going. Let's find more shit.
Yeah.
And they all get murked. And then when he unlocks Dual Wield for the first time, it kind of felt like those episodes.
Yeah, it did.
Which is fine. The Dual Wield episode's, like, the best episode in Sword Art. Mm-hmm. But it kind of had that vibe, like they got in, bit off more than they can chew, and I'm half expecting him to go off, but as we know, he's a piece of shit and can't fight, so...
He's literally weak.
I'm curious to see what he'll do.
Goblin Slayer would have been very disappointed in him getting...
Yeah, they always... I feel like ever since Goblin Slayer, every time I see a goblin, Mike, he fucking perv. Like, even the goblins in this one, I'm like, that dude's a horny bastard.
Yeah.
Goblin,
Orkbog. Yeah, and the goblins now, I'm finding every time I see a goblin, it looks just like the one from Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, they're devious as fuck.
They're probably from the same world. taking them over here.
What did you think of the episode, Colton? Or of Solo Leveling, first impressions?
I kind of related to Brennan. Like, it It is, and it's funny because it's by the same studio as Sword Art Studio A1, but it had that kind of Sword Art vibes, like where they're, it reminded me of the fight where they're fighting the boss bull.
Yeah.
For the, make it up to the, whatever, the second level or whatever. People were dying in there. They didn't know how to beat it, but then Kirito breaks out the dual-wield sword. And
the starburst, the old starburst stream.
Yeah. Fucking basically solos it himself with a, what's her name? But it did Asuna. Have some, yeah.
The main characters, they're similar main characters.
Yeah.
Because Kirito in like real, like in the game, he's like a badass, but in the world, he's just like skinny gamer guy, and that's kind of what I feel like we're supposed to take from him.
Yeah. What I liked, though, is that this show is it is the real world, which I guess Sword Art kind of was, too, because they were stuck in that, and if they died there, they died in real life, so it now that I think about it, it's pretty relatable to both of them.
But now, but in the difference here is that the gates can cross, it not only can the hunters go in the gates, but the magical beasts can come out of the gates.
Yeah, and
so it's like, whether you're a hunter or not, you've got to live with this shit.
And at least in Sword Art, you could level up. This, you're fucking, if you fucking suck, you're gonna fucking suck your soul.
Just imagine, like, they've got this little black orb that determines how much power you've got. Imagine going, like, you turn 16, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go find out if I get to be a hunter. You go, and they're like, you got no power.
Well, why would you want it? Why would you want it? You wouldn't, I don't know if you necessarily want to be a hunter.
You can't make any money otherwise. All the money's in being a hunter.
No, they still got freaking financial. The world, they still got like financial gurus trading stocks and shit and lawyers.
But energy is always the most money.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not, but it's also dangerous. Like, you can make good money working on the North Sea on a fucking ship too, but you might die, or an oil rig in the middle of the ocean.
Right. I mean,
you don't, but you don't concept. Have to be a hunter just because.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't. Just because you can make money doesn't mean people want to risk their lives.
But still, you'd want to have some fucking power.
Yeah, if you're gonna if you're like an A rank, I would probably like be like, I'm the A rank, but I'm only gonna do like,
but I'm working in, I'm gonna do D class missions.
I'd have
just
to
do lower dungeons.
To even consider being that job, I'd have to be at least C rank or higher. Like, if I'm E or D, was he D?
He's E.
He's E.
E rank, E or D rank. I'm like, I can probably go make money.
Moo Man Rider was C rank.
Moo Man Rider. Yeah.
So just think about that.
Exactly.
Two levels above this guy.
That's almost to the point, like...
Well, the hero rankings are different.
Like, well, I wouldn't...
Yeah, because the hero ranking, C rank is the lowest. Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I could find another job.
Yeah, C rank is the lowest.
Top of C rank.
Being an E rank fighter and then making shit. But
yeah, fucking just making enough to buy yourself a little knife every time. Right. Just for it to break off a goblin's gut.
Golly. Yeah, the... So my first impressions weren't that I'm disappointed with the anime. I think it's the classic case of this thing was hyped up so much. I was expecting something like real crazy to happen. But because also I watched the teaser video, nothing in this episode surprised me.
I mean, I think the crazy episode's going to happen next week. Like, I think everybody's dying, including that girl.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, that's kind of all. I mean, it wouldn't even be shocking anymore in today's anime.
Well, did you watch the teaser?
I watched whatever came after.
No, did you watch the
teaser?
No,
I didn't watch the teaser for the season.
Okay, well, you watched the teaser, right, for the season?
If I did, I can't remember it.
I watched the teaser. I know what happens next week because of the teaser that Crunchyroll came out with last week.
Oh.
Oh, from the episodes of main watching.
Yeah, well, that was my prediction, that they're all dying. And then I think how the solo leveling happens, he's just like the first person to be like, oh, shit, if you...
You can level
up. If you're a dungeon by yourself, you can level.
Yeah.
It's because we've been going as a party. Or some shit like that.
I do think that that's what the show is about. He's gonna find out
he ain't
that there
tell
is a way. Shit, I wouldn't either. I'd be like, y'all laugh
get his,
now.
Get his first.
Yep. But I'm on the fence about it. I don't think that it did anything groundbreaking. I did like that it's written in Korea, so there's gonna be nuances that anime probably doesn't do because it's inspired from a manga. So the culture of the anime is going to be a little bit different. Obviously, the names are much different, so pronouncing some of these things.
I mean, it's just got all the work. Like, they didn't break any molds on this episode, but it's definitely got the setup to be a popular anime, too.
It started off, for me, honestly, super cheesy. Like, fucking giant ants, come on. This is what you got. This is a magical.
Yeah,
like, at
I mean,
least
that,
let it be goblins.
See, I don't even really count that. That was just like an introduction to the world. Like,
but that's the first.
Those random
impression.
Heroes, yeah.
Ants. And, like, yes, at first glance, like, yeah, ants. But somebody out there is like, we fucking ants are like pound for pound strongest creature on the planet. I know. I know they are. If they were our size, they'd be able to freaking flip buses. But it's still an ant. I'm just like, it couldn't have been something better. But I don't know why they had to pick ants, but I don't want to go like detail for detail. I mean, but
it's very Hunter inspired, you know, the chimera ants.
Hunter.
And they're hunters.
I think that it's going to pull a lot also from One Punch Man with the ranking of heroes.
I don't know, because you can't really move up. I think it's just so we have a power scaling.
But like, yeah, but do you know of any other show that uses this ranking?
Naruto, Jonin.
But no, I'm talking about the S rank, A rank, B rank.
Well, that's just Japan. Like, even in freaking fighting games, like, it'll rank you S, A, B, or True. C after you win the fight. Or Devil May Cry, every combo it ranks.
True.
So it's pretty standard stuff, even though this is Korean. But yeah, I don't know if it'll be that much like One Punch Man.
Yeah, I doubt it. I don't think it's going to be funny.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be pretty serious. So people are innately born with the ability to be a hunter. And it's basically a latent power that activated in them when these gates showed up. That's all we know. Where's the quote? Okay, so we get this line from the narrator. Over 10 years ago, a series of gates linking our world to an alternate dimension appeared. The other side of each gate teemed with bizarre creatures called magic beasts, immune to conventional weaponry. We see a little scene of a goblin.
What if a hunter just got himself like a freaking handgun? Would it work then?
I think he's
got
to be powered by magic.
Yeah.
I would just have him start making guns with magic and just start spraying dungeons.
Well, there's this part where this magic beast, they say the other side is teeming with magic beasts immune to conventional weaponry. And they use the example of a goblin just taking bullets like Superman, just smiling,
yeah,
which was funny. It says, those who have awakened the abilities necessary to fight these beasts are called hunters. Based on the amount of magical power contained within their bodies, they are ranked in descending order as S, A, B, C, D, or E. However, once these powers are awakened, no amount of individual effort can ever result in greater strength. 3 years later, this is when we meet Park, the Afro mullet guy with a samurai sword who's just trying to make a little extra skrill for his...
Which just makes the whole system, the whole thing set up just makes for like the worst type of people in the world do.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who did nothing to get to their position.
Yep.
Some cocky motherfuckers.
I know.
Anybody who's like S or A, they just think they're the shit.
It's like, congrats, you were born.
But then if you're like a B, you're still better than a lot of people. Right. And then a C, you're like, oh, freaking kid, Jinwoo over here.
Yeah,
creates a lot of pride. And
like,
oh,
thank God that guy's with us. We're gonna whoops.
Yeah, so we meet Sung Jin Woo, and he walks in, and you'd think because of how popular he is, everybody's saying hi to him. This Parks guy is like, dude, what's going on with this guy? Is he strong as hell? And he's like, huh, it's quite the opposite, actually. Everybody knows him because he's known as, his nickname is the weakest hunter of all mankind. People are happy to see
him. Why is that his nickname? That's not a nickname. It's longer than his own name. The weakest hunter in all mankind.
That's the weakest hunter of all mankind.
That's what we call him behind his back.
Yeah. But if you lived in this world and you see you're going on a mission and Sung Jinwoo shows up, you know shit's going to be easy.
You're like, thank God. It's an easy one. Yeah.
Thank God. Sung, I'm so glad to hear it. See you, man. If you die, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm dying.
Well, it's got to be easy enough. It's got to be at least rank. He can only go on rank E or D missions, maybe.
I think he can only go on E rank missions. Yeah, E and D.
He just needs to ask somebody, just like, hey, can I get a better sword off you? And then pay him back later. I feel like he could make some money. He's not that bad. It's just like his weaponry gave out on him.
His freaking
knife. I think he could have killed, if he had like a good sword, he could probably kill like 3-4 goblins.
But he can only... I guess he can't, but he can only use up to like a high class rank E weapon, which could probably be comparable to a.
But he's got like the worst of the worst weapon. Yeah. He still managed to dice up that one.
I'm wondering if you're a normal human, if you're just not even capable of passing through the gates. Because, like, what's stopping a normal human from going in there and choking a goblin out?
Well, I think the government has, like, a lock on them where they're at, monitor them, and send people in.
No, but, like, if you... Let's say I lived in that world, and I went and found out I have no power to kill...
Well, then you just die.
With a weapon.
You just die, same way you could just walk out in the street and get ran over.
But can I get in the gate And would I be able to choke a goblin out?
He would probably stab you.
But what if I take his knife away and then choke him out?
They look pretty strong. I saw a knife go right off his gut.
True.
I mean, yeah, there ain't no stop. There's no stopping you from walking into my neighbor's house and trying to fight him either. You just might get shot.
Yeah, so you, right away you feel bad for Sung because he, like, is used to people looking down on him and, like, he hears everybody talking shit about him. Long story short, they go into this place. He fights a goblin, gets his first essence stone.
Which we later found out he just snuck that man.
He what?
He snuck him. Like, he was hiding behind a rock and just, like, came out and, like, stabbed him, and that's how he got that stone. It showed later in the episode.
Yeah.
You talking about Chairman?
No.
No.
Jinwoo. Like, later in the episode, he was like, the only reason I was able to get that, and it, like, flashback. He was, like, hiding behind a rock when they were all fighting, and then he, like, popped up real quick and stabbed.
Oh, and he got the
stabbed a goblin yeah. in the back. That's how he got
He's
the one
He's
got
to take
stone.
All his enemies by surprise, basically.
Yeah. He got
he takes,
his ass,
He takes him in the night.
And then that goblin got his ass by surprise.
He was squaring up. He was parrying for a while, and then just got once his knife broke.
It's either get good at dodging or get good at dying. He's going to die once. So
we learn a little bit about these essence stones. They're... Basically, the government wants to take them, and instead of using them for just making new gear and new weapons, they want to turn them into clean energy, because it's better than fossil fuels. And so this puts all of the hunters in a situation where they can make a lot of money. So that's why people are doing the hunting, is because they can sell these essence stones. We go back to Sung's group. They beat that first dungeon, then some guy's like, hey, there's a cave down here, and they all take a vote, because the guy that was leading their raid, he was like, standard procedure is
you don't books, bitches.
You don't go down these. And they're like, well, I want more money. We need to go. Let's take a vote. It ends up being 6-6. Sung is the last person to vote, and he needs money to take care of his mom. His dad's gone, so he votes to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's hurting so bad just to buy that. Like, he can't work at a 7-Eleven to make up the difference.
No.
He seems like he should mostly do part-time, but...
Did you see his Bad shoes in that flashback? No. He couldn't even afford to get new shoes. His shoes,
oh,
his
yeah,
toes.
They're all ripped up.
Yeah.
What the?
Well, his mom's in the hospital. Sister's in college, not doing shit.
Now he wants to pay for her college. Yeah. I think she's still just in high school.
Why he got to pay for her college? Make her do it.
Like, that's how it is over there. That's why everybody's in debt over here.
They
got no older brothers,
older brothers
paying for
responsible for paying for my college.
Yeah, because they honor their elders over there, so they have more
that's
responsibility.
His younger sister.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but he's revered for a reason because of things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this Juhi girl, they're clearly setting them up to, like, Herb to be a potential love interest, but yeah, I agree with Brennan. She's dead next week. I mean, everybody in there is dead next week, I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're going to get gruesomely killed, kind of like the dude from this episode.
Yeah, gets his head lopped off.
Yeah, and then he's just on there on his knees for the rest of the episode.
How do you not know from these gates and go into dungeons? When you
walk
up to it,
I just realized something. You know that meme you always see where it's like the statues and it has like Naruto, Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
That's from this manhwa.
The show, yeah.
That statue in the knights.
Yep.
And then they're all looking up at it, like bowing down to it.
Uh-huh.
That's from Solo Leveling, huh?
How do you walk up to this door before they walk into the room and not know this is not something we should go into?
Yeah, I would be like, I don't know, maybe
if you're in a dungeon.
Because I've seen Sword Art Online, I'd be right. Like, yo,
no,
just
even if you
send one in.
Even if you hadn't seen Sword Art Online, if you lived in a world where you were a hunter and you'd been going into dungeons, if you see a grand door like this, it's a clear sign.
Yeah,
there's something very important in here.
They've probably been in dungeons like that before, but it's just like lesser bosses because they're all they know is, oh, it's D rank. I'm C rank. I breeze through here. You know, they're obviously, these missions aren't that dangerous to them because they keep going back. And that one dude is just like, I haven't been on one in a while, but fuck it. Like, I need some money.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not a big deal to them. This is just like welding or something. They're like, I haven't welded in 3 years, but I'll hop back on. So I just don't think they think it's that dangerous.
Yep. So they go into this place. It's called the Cartanon Temple. They find these commandments, basically. The first one says, revere God. Second, praise God. Third, prove your faith to God. And then Jihu interrupts and says, she's freaked out. And Sung is like, what's wrong? She's like, that statue's been watching us this whole time. And then you hear the guy keep reading, and all you hear him say is, will not leave alive. And then the door shuts. And this is when it gets kind of like, oh, fuck, yeah, they're dying. This guy in a fucking tracksuit, which, who goes dungeon crawling? If your job is a hunter, who goes in a tracksuit?
They're all wearing just like their normal clothes.
Yeah, I would either go in a tracksuit just like him, or get me some armor. But they're all low rank. They ain't got the money. Yeah. I'd rather just be able to move. You want to be able to move around like Bruce
track
Lee.
Tracksuits rip so easily. Well,
they're all C-rank.
That was Adidas. That shit was high quality.
What did he say the girl was? She was C-rank?
Or
B-rank.
She was B.
B-rank. So she might have been one of the highest ranked. But yeah, hardly any of them were wearing like, in the beginning of those S-ranks.
Yeah, you
got to
think too,
those...
Jordan. Like, this is like in our world. Like, they don't just have like, this ain't... Now Fumi going to the old blacksmith.
I'm,
like, not, hey,
I'm saying we're,
make this dragonhide armor for me.
But those S ranks and those other ones are wearing armor and like kind of battle.
Yeah, but they're killing
too.
The good stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm just thinking like a trap suit has no durability. I'm saying wear some denim at least or some Carhartt, something where if a knife cut you, got to you, there's a chance of it.
See, I would probably go with.
You want to wear some chainsaws?
I would go with like a track suit too, so I can move around. But yeah, maybe get like a. I don't know.
Some knee pads.
But who knows if a bulletproof vest would even help with anything. Like maybe.
Oh, yeah,
just...
it helps. These things are fighting, have weapons.
But if it's not magic, does it really matter?
Well, we might as well go in there naked at that point.
No, you don't want to get cold.
True.
I mean, that's what I'd wear, like some good sweats and like a jacket.
Yeah, this fucking idiot in the tracksuit.
Like right now, if someone was like, hey, you got to go fight for your life in a dungeon, we're giving you a sword, pick something from your closet. Like, what are you wearing?
I'm for sure wearing...
You're wearing a Carhartt?
I'm wearing jeans for sure. Durability. And I'm wearing a jacket that... Probably my Oakley jacket that's wind, rain, and cold resistant to wear.
Well,
like
hey, really,
knife.
Don't worry about the weather. Just know you're going to be moving around. You're going to be fighting.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a tracksuit.
I'm wearing a tracksuit for sure.
I'm not wearing a tracksuit.
I don't have a tracksuit, but I would wear like sweats and some like running shoes.
If you're fighting for your sweats fall off if you run too fast and jump. They what just fall right off of you.
No, I'm wearing sweats right now. These would never fall off of me. I ran them in the gym.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. This guy just stood out because he freaking gets killed first. He's like, I told you guys this was a bad idea. I'm fucking out of here. He goes to the door. Immediately, one of the statues comes alive with a battle axe, cuts his head off. Sung, he turns around. He sees the eyes of the statue look at him. We get this line from him. I've stood on the precipice of death plenty of times before. In my first raid ever, I got separated from everyone else and ended up stranded. I've been attacked by E-rank beasts and spent weeks in a hospital afterward. I also starved to death in a labyrinth before, too. No matter how low-ranked the dungeon was, I was always fighting for my life. Most hunters are able to buy gear with money they make from selling essence stones so they can beat even stronger beasts and reap even bigger rewards. But this cheap knife is the best I can afford. If it breaks, I'll have to fight empty-handed. These shoes are completely worn out, and so day after day I've endured being mocked and put up with life-threatening jobs where risks outweigh the rewards. But even then, in order to survive, I've learned to keep my eyes open and look for opportunities. That might be why I was able to tell. So right away he yells, "Everybody get down!" And this giant statue uses fire eyes like Superman, burns a ton of them up. And then we hear some of the guys yell, okay, Brennan, if you were in this party and one of the statues came alive and laser beamed everybody, what would you yell or what would you say?
I probably wouldn't yell at that point. I would be.
If you did say something, what would you expect other people to say?
Just shit or fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Some guy yells, what the hell? Like, I don't think the people
in Korea. What the hell is going on?
What the? People would be like, holy shit. Or they'd be like, what the fuck?
But me, genuinely, I wouldn't say anything. I would just, I'd go into survival mode and I would start like looking around like, how am I going to get out of here?
This guy's like, what the hell? Like, that's so unrealistic. Like these people, that's my one thing about some of these shows is like, if you're wanting this to be realistic, give us that. Be like, somebody say, oh, fuck. Like, what the fuck was that? Not what the hell. What the hell is what you say whenever something's not killing people? Either way, Sung, in his head, says, what's going on here? How is this possible? We're trapped. We're done for. We're dead. Dead. And then gets zoomed in really close. He's very scared, and it says, we're gonna die. Ending song, credits roll. Ending song was legit.
Yeah, Brennan said it was by a Korean band.
TXT, Tomorrow and Together.
Not text.
Well, they go by TXT.
Yeah.
Same band, same company as BTS.
Yeah, same you record
sure
label.
You
record
sure it's
label?
Not just TT? Like
no, it's TXT.
TT.
TT. Yeah,
well,
I like
it. Yes, but I think I'm pretty sure they say it like that.
So I'm assuming next week we'll actually get the full opening, like a visual. We didn't get one.
Yeah, because I wonder if that's the opening or the ending.
I bet you it's the opening. It's got.
It
be.
Sounds like an opening.
Yeah.
What do you guys guess?
They're actually
the
saying Solo Leveling in it. I'm pretty sure
they
I
are.
Heard, yeah.
It's in English. Most of it. It sounds.
Well, it's
like.
Just the classic. They drop a few words here and there, but I don't think
that's
it's
most
in English.
Korean bands these days. They're following BTS, so.
They've been doing that though.
I know.
Even a lot of Japanese songs do it, even the old anime openings.
Yeah, they'll throw in a couple English, but.
You know, freaking, what's the Hunter x Hunter opening?
Departure.
Departure. They're just speaking English in that.
Yeah. It's like.
You can fly away.
Do, 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 do. That's a good one. So next week's episode is titled If I Had One More Chance, which. Is something you say if you're about to die or did die.
Or yeah, maybe he maybe he dies and he's reborn and he can level up and he figures out if I keep dying.
So everybody
solo level.
So next week, based on the what people are saying in our Discord, we're undecided if we're going to do weekly coverage on this show. It's kind of one of those things we'll see. I mean, it's not bad. I've definitely watched better first episodes.
I mean, it's going to be good. I have no doubt in my mind it's going to be good, and there's no way I'm going to drop it.
No, yeah, I'll definitely be watching it either way, whether we
I mean, like,
talk
shit,
about it or
at
not.
This point, like, I'll for sure do it week by week. Like, we already did it for S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3.
I mean, I guarantee it's going to be better than
That's
Season
what I'm
3
saying.
S.H.I.E.L.D. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to disappoint me if we do it. So, I like I said, like, I'd be happy to do it, even if we did it the shorter form, like kind of what we did with S.H.I.E.L.D. here. Maybe not a full deep dive, but
yeah.
Talk about like we did today, a little shorter version still.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds like we're 80% leaning toward doing weeklies. But everybody, if you want to stay up to date on what we're doing, we're getting, like as promised, we're more active in the Discord. So if you're not already in the Discord, join it. Links in the show notes. If you are already in the Discord, I invite you to participate as much as possible. Get some threads going. Talk to us. Brennan, your ass still needs to get in the Discord.
I'm in there. I have a burner account in there that I use.
Are you?
People,
are you
people don't know it's me.
Is your name Fuckboy25?
Maybe.
Some guy named Fuckboy25 is in there wreaking havoc.
You Davey B?
No, I don't have one, but I'll start a burner account.
Who's Fuckboy25? I gotta know who it is. All right, well, I don't have anything else. What about you guys?
No, that's it. I'm excited for the show and maybe some other shit coming up this year. But thanks for listening.
Yeah, same. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, next week. Again, everybody get in the Discord. Let us know what your favorite anime opening or ending was of 2023. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros, also known as the Casual Anime Fanatics. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.